The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I say God is good
all the time.
And all the time
God is good.
I say God is good
all the time.
And all the time
God is good.
Turn to the person sitting by you. Welcome the person. Tell the person, I'm glad you are here today. Because your life will never be the same. If you believe your life will never be the same, put your hands together for the Lord. Once again, I welcome each and every one of you. Papa, when did you arrive? Wow. Papa, you are most welcome. Mama, you are welcome. We also welcome Mr. and Mrs. Bokuru, eh?
Bokuru.
Yes, you are most welcome. The newly wedded. And to those of you following us online, we thank God for your lives. Distance is not a problem at all. You are most welcome. This morning I thank the Lord that we dedicated about, is it 24? 26 babies unto the Lord. And we pray that as many as are looking for children, the Lord should minister to you. A year by now, you should also be standing here with your child being dedicated unto the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 This morning, I'm speaking on the theme, Commanding Fruitfulness, Productivity, Results, and Greater Works.
And I'll pay you, okay, so what you say, what you did, say, so we share about so, and that's a war, and that's a muay,
and under that, I have the title, Don't Keep Your Mouth Shut at It or About It.
No, we think to you, as he said, men one want no emphahon.
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, the first thing that God said to Adam, after God has spoken and said, let's make man in our own image, from verse 26. Can you give me the NIV? We just want to read verse 28. Sorry, King James. We just want to read verse 28. I use NIV Bible. But when I'm preaching sometime, and God blessed them, and God said unto them. You see, anytime somebody says God bless you, the person has just ushered you or introduced you to God's favor. All that the person is saying is that I introduce you or I recommend you. Fine. I commend you to God. Anytime somebody says God bless you, all that the person is saying, I commend you to God. That's all. But what follows is what is the actual blessing. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, from what God said, that is a blessing. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen.
Amen.
So anytime I say God bless you, or anybody says God bless you, which has become a cliche, but it shouldn't be a cliche. I want to shock you. I'm going to change something in your mind this morning. It's good to have investment. It's good to save money for eventuality. But listen to me. The greatest investment is to invest in people. In people who will be saying, God bless you. Every day, God, let me tell you, is the greatest investment that you have done something in somebody's life. So that whenever the person wakes up, God bless this person. Father, bless this person. Father, bless this person. I am telling you, it's good to have an investment for tomorrow, for eventually. But the greatest blessing is to invest in people who say, God bless you. They are not just words. Last week, how many people say, God bless you? How many people say, God bless you? So the whole week, nobody say, God bless you. The whole week, nobody said, God bless you. People tell me, God bless you every time. Do you know the meaning of that? When death is coming against me, those voices that say, God bless you, they will rise up and face that death. When any disease is coming, the angels will pick those words and those voices. God bless you. They will use those words to defend me. I said last week, how many people say, God bless you? No one said, God bless you. You are in trouble. You are in trouble.
Oh, wow.
Your husband didn't say, God bless you.
Wife.
Husband, your wife didn't say, God bless you. Your children didn't say, God bless you. Every day, people are blessing
me.
Every day. No wonder I have survived death upon death. I have survived many things in life. Because people are always saying, God bless you. Pastors are saying, God bless you. Widows are saying, God bless you. Nobody hears, God bless you, than me.
Na obi enti no bebre ensi me osofo.
Yesterday,
Enra,
I was somewhere.
No, baby.
And the Lord was just speaking to me.
Nanya me enemy kasa.
When I'm going to any office.
Na me ko office biya mu a.
When I'm leaving.
Se mi fi wa.
The secretary there.
Na otocho no.
I drop 10 CDs.
Na odi CD do ato ho.
God bless you. Not that I'm a millionaire. You don't know. One day, I will announce my millions on this pulpit. I say, I will announce! You think I'm a fool?
Look,
we succeed by revelation. Say revelation. Say conviction. Say faith. It is what God is telling you. So God blessed them and said, be fruitful. In Genesis chapter 9 verse 1, and God bless Noah after Noah has survived the flood. God bless Noah and his sons. And let me add their wives. And said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. and replenish the earth. In John 15:16, Jesus said this, almost the same thing. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Amen.
Amen.
You see, a command is an instruction that should never be disobeyed. A command is an authoritative order, instruction, directive that must be obeyed. The effect of a command is the position of the person making the command. The effect of any command is the position of the person issuing the command. Do you know why president doesn't talk anyhow? The words of the president is a law. It becomes a law. So they don't talk by heart. Because Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4 says, where the word of the king is, there is what? Power. So the effect, the potency of the command, the person issuing the command, how powerful that command is, depends on the position of the person issuing the command. And who issued this command? God. It was a command God gave to Adam. Be fruitful. It's a command. Be fruitful. It's not just a word. It's a command. Be fruitful. Say, I have been commanded to be fruitful. Mention your name. Say, I have been commanded to be fruitful. Say, I have been commanded to be fruitful. I have been commanded to be productive. I have been commanded to produce results. God the Creator commands all the elements to be. And in Hebrews 1:3, the Bible says that his word upholds all things. Hebrews 1:3. The word of God is what upholds the entire creation. For instance, when he said, let there be light. Later when he said, the sun should appear by day, the moon and stars by night. Didn't they appear? Has the sun stopped giving light? By day, right now the sun is shining. Since God commanded it, the sun can never disobey. The moon and the star by night, they can never disobey. When you read Job chapter 38, I think from verse 8, after Job and the friend had made all their complaints and describe the situation of Job and all that, God was silent. But when the time had come for God to speak, God said to Job, brace yourself and answer me. Where were you when I commanded the sea? When I said to the sea, this is how far you can come. Hey! Genesis 1:11. God commanded the earth produce vegetation. When you are traveling, when we are traveling outside Accra to our hometown, the forest and all the trees and everything we see, who grew them? Who grew them? They are all a product of the command. You Because God commanded the earth.
You say nyame she asase no.
The elements of creation never commanded themselves to be.
Why?
Because they have no will of themselves. Their will is God's will. So they can never refuse. The sun hasn't got a will by itself. The earth hasn't got a will by itself. So from the one when God said, you be this, that is it. Elements of creation, they don't have to command to be fruitful.
No.
They don't have to command productivity. But why is it that man, Adam, who have to command his fruitfulness and productivity? Don't let anything rob you of this message. You know, when I say that every day people are blessing me, I am not saying that every day I'm spreading money like that. I speak into people's lives. Oh, how are you?
Oh, what is saying?
You look good.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that you are blessed? Are you a child of God? You are blessed. Nobody has told you.
See,
I encourage people. I speak into people's lives. People say, oh, thank you.
Oh, no maka yedawa say.
Papa, God bless you.
Papa nyami shrao.
Papa, God bless you.
Papa nyami shrao.
Papa, I tap you. I say, what are
oh,
you?
I say, who here?
Oh, you look fine.
Oh, nede mutu wa e fine.
What should you go?
Asore we na oko.
Some say, oh, I don't go to any. So, oh, no.
Be, me, go,
the
say,
hand of God is upon
I say,
you.
Nyami sa wo so.
Thank you.
Oh, me
God bless you.
Nyami shrao.
God bless you.
Nyami shrao.
Let me ask. I say, from last Sunday
to
Saturday, how many people say God bless you?
Yes.
How many people say God bless you? Tell me now. Who? How many people say God bless you? How many? Some of you, the whole month, nobody has said God bless you. Nobody has said God bless you. You are in trouble. You are in trouble. Look, your life is supposed to be a blessing to people. I'm telling you. Your smile. You see, like I said, when people say God bless you, they have committed you to God. And when many voices are saying God bless you, on the evil day, according to Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13, there is a day called an evil day.
Hey.
One day I'll be preaching about evil day. How to survive the evil day. I will tell you the meaning of evil day. Look, on the evil day, those voices of God bless you, they will begin to re-echo. The angels will pick them. And they will form a mountain of defense. Last week, I received 3 WhatsApp messages. Please. Reverend Dr. Boja. I want to announce to you that by the grace of God, I have finished my university. By the grace of God, I have finished my HND. You were the one who sponsored me. You sponsored. I haven't seen them before. I have not seen them. God bless you. God bless you. God increase you. Your generation. And you think they are just words? You don't know. Especially when the thing is coming from somebody's heart. In the same way, when you do something that is painful to somebody, and say, you! That's why we need to pray well. Because our life is bringing pain into people. Pain! I'm telling you. Pain! That pain, do you know what it is turning into? That pain will turn into cancer. That pain will turn into diabetes. That pain will turn into premature death. That pain will turn into something that you are creating in people's lives. Big man, you don't pay your workers well. You cheat them. Read Proverbs. The Bible says when they cry unto God. That's why you see big men, money people, you see them. Diabetes. Strength diseases. Why? Because people's pain. Never live your life to create pain in people. I'm telling you.
Okay, true.
I was reading when I heard that I Facebook that okay, last Wednesday a Ghanaian man in America has shot the wife and shot himself. They are four children. Just because
and I'm saying
after bringing the wife to America,
America
I don't know what happened between them. I wish they are alive to talk. Because you don't hear from one side. Everybody is blaming the woman. But you don't know about the man's side also. That the woman said, I am going back to Ghana to marry my former boyfriend. As for you, we just had children. Shot the lady. Shot him. Before then, he made a voice message. There has been pain. And look at what the pain has caused. Those children, I don't know how their life will be. The trauma forever. Those children, they really need spiritual psychologists to help them. When we get out, we just talk. Bam! Examine your words. Are they creating joy or pain? Is your life creating joy or pain? That's why I said, look, when I heard you, come and tell me. I will apologize. How many people have said, God bless you? I'm not saying that every day God is smiling to everybody. No.
Oh,
I'm not saying that every day
No.
Some of you even pass people, you don't greet them. Your neighbors. My area. We smokers. Hello, hi. Hello.
Hey, hi.
I'm greeting
you. Hi. Hello.
I'm greeting. My children are here. Ask them. I greet them. Because they are human beings. So one day, when I want to talk to them about Jesus, it becomes very easy. Some of you are peeing, even in the church. You don't shake hands with anybody. I am asking you again. How many people say, God bless you.
Last week,
how many people say God bless
you?
God bless them. And
say,
be fruitful.
Okay,
a fruitful life is a life that is producing results. It's a life that is touching other lives. A productive life is a life that is making other people's lives better. In every way. Do you know why I preach boldly like this? The righteous are as bold as hot. My wife is here. Look at her. She's writing notes. My daughter is there. My son, today they are writing. If what I'm saying is a lie, I can't talk like this. Because when I'm talking, I'll be looking at her.
Don't say anything.
But I am free. Because they know everything I'm saying is true. Because I have one life. In the house. In my bedroom. In the church. Everywhere. What I am. So I'm not afraid. Some of you, what you are in the house is different from what you are in the
house.
In the church, you are like an angel. But in the house, you are a tiger. At your workplace, you are a lion. A fruitful life. A productive life. It's a life that is producing results. But you see, when God commanded Adam to be fruitful, from Genesis chapter 1 and chapter
2,
was a different era. Between Genesis chapter 1 and 2, the human will was perfect. The human will was in line with God's purpose. But after Genesis chapter
3,
everything changed. When Adam and Eve willingly disobeyed God's command not to eat, everything changed. Look, the greatest blessing God has given to man is your will. And the greatest, I don't call it curse. And the greatest trouble also, I don't want to call it. The greatest something also is the same will. It's the same will. Because when God created man in his own image, he gave man a will. A will to choose. A will to decide. And God respects human will. I am telling you, God respects your will. Look, you are going to heaven by your will. You are serving God by your will. People are also going to hell by their will. Genesis 1 and 2. Adam's will was perfect. But after Genesis 3, Adam's will became distorted and corrupted. After he had disobeyed and eaten the fruit, his will, human will, became distorted and what? Corrupted. And that's our problem. Every unbeliever, everyone that is not born again, they have two problems. SS, they have SS. Their problem is sin and self. or ego, sin and self. But every Christian, your sin has been taken care of by Jesus.
Yes,
but our problem is self.
And
that is will. God respects your will. That is why you are not like an animal. Animals don't have a will. The sun doesn't have a will. The earth hasn't got a will. Dogs, they don't have a will. Goats, they don't have a will. They don't have a will. Only you human being, you have a will. And God respects your will. Look, you can decide not to serve God. He will say, yes, it is your will. People are going to hell by their will. People are going to heaven by their will. Look, God respects your will. Look, if you want to die 10 minutes after the service, heaven will support you. If you want to leave, heaven will support you. So after Genesis
3,
now man had to pray and command everything God has said. Everything God has said is no longer automatic.
No.
Look, after in Genesis chapter
4,
the fruit that Adam and Eve ate,
it
generated evil in them, wickedness in them, and wickedness began to grow. And so, their first son, who was their first son?
Cain.
The first son, they brought forth wickedness. They brought forth evil. And their second son, Abel. Their first son that represents wickedness killed Abel. And wickedness started reigning and ruling. And so in Genesis 25 and 26, after Abel has been killed by
Cain,
Cain started establishing himself. His generation started building cities. Out of Cain came Nimrod, and they started, civilization, development. Before another son was born, called Seth. Seth means a substitute. Seth means an appointment. A substitute. An addition. After Seth was born, Seth also had a son. Called Enos.
I am friend of Enoch.
Enos.
Enoch.
Enos.
Enos.
E-N-O-S.
Enoch.
After Enos was born, the Bible says that from that time, human beings started calling on God. Adam never prayed the way we pray.
No.
It was after Enos.
Enos.
Because
if you say,
at that time,
Sabrina,
wickedness and evil had gained ground and ruling and reigning. And Seth was born. In fact, Seth also means replacement. Another son in place. Seth also means replacement, substitute, substitute, replacement.
And
when Seth was born, righteousness was replaced. But Seth has to grow. It will take him some years. All that time, evil was gaining ground. The seed of Cain, they were spreading. They were developing. And so, Seth got married and also brought forth Enos. After Enos was brought forth, the Bible says, after that time, mankind started calling on God. They started calling on God. So it was after the birth of Enos and to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men. Enos means man. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Why was it that it was after Enos that men began to call on the name of the Lord? Because of the presence of wickedness. Because of the presence of evil. Evil has come. Evil system was ruling. So the only way to survive is to call on God. To call on God means to pray. It means to command. It means to decree. It means to prophesy. It means to declare. It means to worship. As we are doing.
Enough.
It was his time. It was his time. It was his time. In fact, after Genesis 3, the human will came under the following influence. The human will after Genesis 3. Adam's will came under the influence of number one. Temporary desires of the flesh. Temporary desires of the flesh. The flesh began to rule and reign over Adam. That was why when you read Genesis 3:6, the Bible says that
if
after she saw, say, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, what have you been seeing? What are you watching? And that it was pleasant to the eyes. And the tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her. And
he did.
The flesh. That's our problem today.
And only here how any day.
The ruling and the reigning of the flesh. Fleshly desires. According to Galatians chapter 5. The desires of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. They are always in conflict with the spirit. There is always warfare. To us Christians, we call it our old nature. That's why people have made wrong marital choices.
But
they look at the outward of the beauty of the woman. They look at how handsome the man is. They look at how generous the man is today. They look at what the man has today. They have not seen beyond and deeper. No! Only today, the flesh. The flesh. Man became a prisoner, a slave to the flesh. When you read 1 John chapter 2, verse 16.
Okay. 1
John 2, 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. 1 John 2, 16. The lust of the flesh. And the lust of the eyes. And the pride of life is not of the Father, but of what?
The world. No,
it doesn't mean that you shouldn't look at good things or that things are good, but beyond it. Don't just conclude on what you are seeing and hearing. Let the Holy Spirit take you deeper. Because you don't know what is behind what you are seeing. I'm telling you. Number two. The human will became temporary pleasures of this folly. Became a victim of temporary pleasures. Of this falling world system. Temporary, a victim of temporary what? Pleasures of the world system. It's a falling world. Everything in this world will pass away. It is temporary. James 4:4 says, don't you know that the love of the world, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Some people are just carnal and fleshly. People who kill for money. People who kill for wealth. People who kill for properties. People who sacrifice anything. The Bible says you are an enemy to God. That's the problem of the human will. The human will also became subjected to what? The seductions of the devil. Number three. Let's see Genesis 3:13. You see? And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Please, let's see this in, not 14. Let's see 13 in NIV. Note the word beguiled in your Bible, in whatever, in King James. Then NIV says, then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. In fact, the word beguiled, the Hebrew word simply is nasha.
Now, Hebrew, nasha.
And nasha means to lead astray. It means to deceive. It means to seduce. And seduction is more powerful than deceive.
You see,
when you are seduced, your senses are there. Your intelligence is there. But something has been cast on your intelligence. So with all your intelligence, you are behaving foolishly. You are behaving like somebody who's, but your mind is there.
Why do you want to people?
But you are behaving like, because something has been cast. You are seduced. After she has said, the serpent did what? Seduced me. This world.
Sorry, I see.
You don't know. Seduced me. Seduced me. Man has become a victim to the seductions of the devil. 1 Timothy 2:14. And Adam was not the one deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and became a sinner. It was the woman who was deceived. So sin came through the woman. You know, Paul was anti-woman. I'm telling you, that man Paul, anything he was writing about women,
it
was anti-woman. Pa. So you see, now the will that you are sitting down with, as a child of God, it is on that will that the Holy Spirit is working on. It is that will that must be daily subjected to the Holy Spirit. It is that will that must be daily subjected to the Word of God. That's why God gave us His Word, so that His Word will transform our will. Even Christians, what Christians can do? What Christians can do?
Hey.
You don't know. Our will. Our will. Look. Our will. That was why after Enos was born,
Enos,
men started calling on God. Why did Jesus pray? You know why Jesus prayed? Because he came in the form of man.
And
he was living what? A falling world.
Now,
that was why even Jesus had to pray. Even Jesus had to rely on the word of God. So it was from Genesis 4, 25 to 26 that the generation of Adam, mankind, began to pray. Began to command, began to decree and declare. Why? Because like I've said, evil and wickedness had gained ground. Because evil and wickedness has become a reigning or a ruling system. And it is this evil and wicked system that fight, that frustrate, that hinder, that distract, that destroys and kills fruitfulness, productivity, results, and greater works. You can never be fruitful by your ordinary human talent. You need the supernatural hand of God. For the fact that you've been to church, they prophesy, it doesn't mean that it's automatic. No. You need to do battle with that. Look, when you read Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 28, Matthew 13, 24 to 28, about the parable of the sower. Let's read. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, now this sleeping here means two things. It means natural in the night. In the night, that is where a lot of evil happen. But it also means at your hindsight, when you are not aware. That's why as a human being, you should be aware of what is going on around you. You must be observant.
Look,
I watch people who, when you are looking at me in a way, I can't. Why are you looking at me
that way?
Why did you say this? Because let me tell you, the only way you know what is in man, what is inside, is how the person behaves outside. I am telling you, the only way you know what is inside the person is how the person talks, how the person acts. I'm telling you.
Okay.
So when you are looking at, I say, oh, why?
It is all here, me, baby, sir. Now,
I want to know. The way you talk, why did you say this?
Now, say now, Casapan, I then can't wait.
Be aware.
Now, when you know,
that's the meaning. When people were asleep, when they were not aware.
Bad,
they were not aware. What happened?
And then they see you.
An enemy.
His
enemy came and sold weeds or tares among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. 27. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds or the tares come from?" Look at what Jesus said. An enemy did this. An enemy did this. Please, we are living in the world of enemies. We are living in an enemy territory. And the only way you can live victorious is by prayer, by the word, by your daily connection and submission to God. And do you know who is your enemy? Everyone can be your enemy. Every human being is a human channel. I'm telling you. Every human being is a channel. You are a channel to the Spirit of God. Or you are a channel to evil spirit. I'm telling you.
Okay,
I have seen Christians.
Well, who are Christians for?
What they have done.
Niamaye.
To their wives.
Aye,
to their husbands.
Aye,
I am in a certain committee, high committee.
In our
region.
Hey,
I have looked at some parts. I have said to them, you are not born again.
I said,
you are not born again.
I said,
you are
not
born again. If you can do this, you are not born again. You are not born again. I am not judging you. What? So you say Christ is in you. And you are able to do this. And Christ didn't check you. And the Holy Spirit didn't check you. No. No. I have looked at women. People's wife. And said, you are not born again. You are not born again.
Say,
pastors, you are not born again. Go. In fact, if I had my own way. I would have left some pastors and their wives to. How do we call that prayer? The prayer that you pray to lead people to Christ. How do you call that prayer? No, not altar caller. How you lead people to Christ? How do you call that prayer? Let me leave the back there because the back people are not those of you in front. How do you call sinner's prayer? The one. The one you lead people to Christ.
You are leading people somewhere.
There's
a word that we say about it. We say it.
Papa. Sinner's prayer. Yes. Sinner's prayer. Look, some people have to be taken through sinner's prayer again. Because they are manifesting more of the enemy's works. They are manifesting more of the flesh than the spirit of God, than the word of God. Look, we are all a work in progress, including myself. But listen to me. Some, their work is too heavy. Some, the work that must be done on them, they will need D12. Is it D120?
D120
caterpillar. D120. I'm telling you, in the church, among Christians, their work, the Holy Spirit need to you D120.
Bulldozer.
I am not talking to you as a perfect man. I'm also a working
person. So you see,
this is why Jesus prayed much. Because he was doing his ministry in an evil, a fallen world. Where evil and wickedness was already reigning. And he also took our form. He was carrying our flesh. In fact, the greatest thing Jesus did while on earth was prayer. Why? Because that was the only way Jesus could survive. In this evil and wicked system. That was the only way his mission could bear fruit. Or produce results. In such an evil and wicked world system. In fact, most of Jesus' prayers were recorded in the Bible. But let me just mention it. For example, in Mark chapter 1, verse 35.
Mark 1:35.
Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Now, what did he pray? Jesus was 100% God and 100% man. Why did Jesus pray? And what did he pray? What did Jesus pray? Why did he need to pray? Because he was carrying the flesh, human body, with all his weaknesses, and living in an evil and wicked system. That is why he's doing his ministry. So the only way to survive was to pray. And his daily reliance on the Father. It was through prayer that he was connected daily to the Father. It was through prayer that he was receiving strength, mental, emotional strength and energy to stand. It was through prayer that he could overcome the flesh. Because evil has been reigning from Genesis 3. Evil. From Genesis 3. So what was he praying? Probably. Oh Lord. That I may fulfill my mission. That my work will bear fruit. That my work will produce results. That you help me to fulfill my mission. Probably. That was his prayer. So even Jesus commanded. Jesus prayed. For his work. For himself to bear fruit. He didn't just sit there and say, I am God. No. He prayed. So that he stayed connected. To receive strength and energy and whatever. So that he could accomplish his mission. And that was why Jesus also gave his disciples, in fact, in Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed. Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Look, there are several places Jesus prayed. The whole New Testament is full of prayers. But I just speak this one. And when you read John chapter 17, verse 5 to 19, Jesus prayed for his disciples. And verse 20. To 26. Verse 20 to 26. In John 17, Jesus prayed for all the believers. Why did Jesus pray? Because he's carrying the flesh.
He said, "Honam na ekita no."
That can easily
settle
him for less.
Manage it to atum.
Because he's living in an evil and wicked system. That fights his fruitfulness. Frustrates his works. Hinder him. He had to pray. Any Christian that is weak in prayer, you are finished. I'm telling you. Every Christian, the least prayer you must pray a day is 1 hour. That was why in the Garden of Gethsemane. After 1 hour, Jesus went back to church. He said, so you couldn't stay awake for 1 hour. That's the least. If you can't pray straight 1 hour, divide it.
15
minutes or 20 minutes. Divide it.
Prayer.
Not that one phone. Keep your phone away. So that one. You and God. I start speaking in tongues. Declaring things. That is when you have started. I'm telling you, that is when the spiritual world will begin to recognize you a little. But if you can't pray 1 hour, you are not known. This one, God, forgive me. Like I heard this controversy of Nogoku and other that is going on, another evangelist woman, they say Agrada or something, also started boasting and said, I was reading the reply from the Nogoko people, the Nogoko priest. They say, Agra Dakra, we don't know her. She is not even on our radar.
There's a baby on the Namukra or Belmokra.
We don't even know her.
Agra Dakra.
It's a big statement.
Look,
you must be known in the spiritual realm. It is only when you are known that is when the demons will be careful about you. But when you are not even known, one hour prayer every day is what will open you up
and usher
you into that realm where you are taking notice of. Otherwise, you haven't started. That's why many of you are chasing prophets here, so and so here, this there.
And you
have become, what have they become? Uh-huh. Those who chase people. Uh-huh. You are forgotten. Eh? You have become a trial and error. Is that it? You have become a prophetic hot. Try and error. Because what are you talking about? Even Jesus had to pray. And do you know something? Jesus didn't only pray.
Yes,
but Jesus taught his disciples and us. He gave us the model of prayer. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13.
Matthew 6, 9 to 13.
This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us, not verse 13 well, not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. There is evil and wickedness in this world. You don't leave any house to overcome. I'm telling you. You don't leave any how to overcome. You must be filled with the word. And pray. And be faithful. Serve God. Sacrifice. Open yourself to the Holy Spirit. And so see Genesis chapter 4 verse 25 to 26. God repeated the same command
to Noah
in Genesis chapter 9. But it now depends on your will. Say will. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. Verse 20. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Please, it now depends on your will. God said, be fruitful. Are you willing to be fruitful? People have challenges. They want to. Are you willing to overcome that challenge?
When you pay,
there are things that fight fruitfulness and productivity. Number one, like I've said, disconnection from God's purpose. Disconnection.
What?
When you are not connected to Christ. When you have not fully submitted to the Holy Spirit. When you read John chapter 15. John 15 from verse 1. And verse 5. Jesus said, when I mentioned, give me John 15. I am the true vine. And my father is the gardener. He casts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. While every plant that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. And do you know how God prunes us? Some of the challenges we face, they are God's pruning. Verse 3, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, ye can do nothing. This remain.
Now, wait,
he's talking about the submission of your will.
Now, wait,
to the will of God. Submission of the will. Your will. To the word of God. Submission of your ego. Submission of your ego. To the leadership of the Holy Spirit. My wife is here. I am the pastor.
Be yourself.
Most of the time, she calls me my boss. But do you know how many times I say sorry to her? Do you know how many times I say sorry to her? I say sorry to her. I say sorry to my children. Because my will has been what? Surrendered. My ego has been surrendered to the word of God and to the Holy Spirit. So I can say sorry. I say sorry to my secretaries. I say sorry to you, brethren. Somebody big can never say sorry. Because I am. Your will has not yet surrendered. That is why you can never enjoy the best of God. Never. That is why your choices and decisions will be wrong. If you remain in me, it simply means if you surrender your will, your ego. Even in the church here, some people are not talking to each other. Pride. Dirty pride. I'm telling you. I am this. Who are you?
May I say,
who made you that?
Why na yawo sa?
Thank God. But I beg you, before God, we are nobodies. Look, I respect, look, the way I celebrate people you don't know. I celebrate people who, in fact, I had to check my, otherwise I will start worshipping people. When you do something, something for me, I need to check myself. But listen to me. If you want to use that, that you are doing for me, and I celebrate you, and you want to use that to prove that you are a God, you won't do it again. You will not do it again. You will not do it again. What? It is by grace. It is by grace. That is why I've said to you, the congregation, anytime I do something, or come and tell me. Don't go and tell somebody. Come to me. If you cannot tell me, tell my wife. If you cannot tell my wife, tell my deacons. And please, anybody you have told, make sure the person
is
told.
Yes, sir.
So that either I change or I give an explanation.
And as I come
to the end for us to pray, listen to this. Disconnection from God's purpose. That is what will kill your fruit. And under this, the Lord gave me three things. Disconnection from God's purpose. Of your assignment. Please, listen. What has God assigned you to do in His house? What has God put in your heart? Don't get disconnected. Look, some people, the way they are doing their Christian, I don't mind you. I don't mind you at all. Today they are not. They won't play the drums again. They won't come to choir practice. You think you are serving the Laliboja? You are not. You are not.
Oh, yes, sir.
If you have a problem, come and let's talk about it.
Oh, how are
because somebody. The assignment God has given to you in His house. Because of an usher. Because of somebody. You have stopped. Even your husband. There is a scripture. It says that. Why? Who is man that you are mindful of him? Who is man that you are mindful of him? Human being. God has given you an assignment. You have been voted in a position because of this person, because of these people. You stop. Anytime I come to church,
immediately
I get down from the car, I go to my office, I come down to watch what is good. Sunday school. I go to the children department. I stand there. I count them. I watch. I come here. You don't know the things I'm watching. Do you know why? God is marking me. How I am handling His church. God is marking me. I come. You just go and sit in your beautiful office. You sit down. Yes, I am the boss. Who made you the boss? God is the boss over me. I come round, I'm watching. God is, because it is His work. I am going to give account. So the way you play the drums, you think you are playing for the church. You think you are playing for the pastor. And nobody is minding
me.
And so you stop. Your assignment. The devil has disconnected you. The next thing that the devil disconnects you is after your assignment, the instruction God has given to you. 1 Kings 13. In fact, the assignment is John chapter 4. John 4. The assignment. Jesus said, My food is to do the will of the Father. What is your assignment in the church? Look, what is your assignment in your family? What is your assignment in that office? You think you are just in that office? You think you were just born in that family? From today, go and ask God, what is my assignment in this house? In this house? In this family? In this church? I know my assignment. I know my assignment. God said, go and build me what?
I mean.
Are the devil will also disconnect you from what? What did I mention? Instruction. 1 Kings 13. Go and read 1 Kings 13. There was this man of God that God gave an instruction to go and confront Jeroboam. He said, when you are going, don't greet anybody. Don't come back by the same way you went. Don't eat from anybody. And this man of God went and declared to the altar of Jeroboam. God manifested himself. The altar collapsed. When Jeroboam raised the hand got withered. And the prophet returned. Sorry, the man of God returned. Then the Bible said that an old prophet whose children were around went and told their father what happened. And then the old prophet sent the sons to go and bring the man of God. When God said, don't return by that way. Don't accept anybody's food. He went back. He disobeyed. He said, the old prophet said, me too, I'm a man of God. So listen to me. And he went. And the old prophet served him food. When he was eating, the same old prophet was the one that the spirit of prophecy came upon. He prophesied against him. Man of God, you have disobeyed God's instruction. So when you leave this place, a lion will kill you. Go and read 1 Kings 30. Look, and you know, human beings are the people that the devil will always use. Say human beings. Say human beings. Listen to me. Human beings, we are channels. We are either channels of blessings or channels of curses. Human beings, including pastors, we are a channel. That is why you must discern whatever you are hearing. That is why you must grow to know God yourself. Please, try to know God by yourself. Human beings are channels. Including me. We are channels. We are either channels of blessings or channels of curses. And the last one. Disconnection from your placement. Where God has placed you. In Genesis 26, Isaac wanted to go down to Egypt. God said, don't go down to Egypt. Stay here in this land for a while. And I will bless you. Please. Where has God placed you? First, let's start with the church. Don't just belong to a church. Let God lead you. And if God has led you, remain there. Do you know what the devil is doing now? Some who have misbehaved and left the church. Some too, who the devil has removed. Some too, who by their own reasons have left. When they met those who are around, hey, are you still in that church? Are you still in that church? Are you still in that church? Let me give you the answer. Please, keep your friendship. Anyone who has left, maintain your friendship. And listen to me. Begin to review your friendship. Why should this person be my friend? What am I gaining from him? How is his life promoting my spiritual life? What is in that this person that is drawing me closer to God? Review your friendship. I'm telling you. Review your friendship. Review your friendship. Sit down. Sit down. Review. See, this person is my friend. How is my life? What role is he playing? Review your friendship. And you know,
I win him.
Don't cut away.
Keep
your friends for certain reasons.
Now, and I'm saying,
when they tell you, are you still in that church?
Okay, so that's what I saw anymore.
Say yes.
And,
because
and I'm saying,
my destiny is connected there.
Meanwhile,
let me tell you,
our
friendship has an end one day.
The
day we will stand before God,
we
will not stand before God as friends.
I
will stand alone. You will stand alone. So let me be where God says I should be. Let's keep our friends. But leave me alone. If you are clapping, you clap for the Lord. Tell them. We are friends. You are gone. But for, as for me, my destiny is here. Remember that on the last day, we will not even go together. We will go differently. I will see you, you will not see me. The day you will stand before God, the day I will stand before God, is alone. So let our friendship be. Don't let our friendship affect where I go to church. Leave that one to me alone. Leave it to me, oh. Leave it to me and God. Because that is where my destiny is connected.
Look,
some people have been disconnected. They can never fulfill their destiny again.
Look,
when you miss these three areas, you are finished in life. You go from prophet to prophet. You will never get any answer. When you are disconnected from your assignment, when you are disconnected, what is the second one? Assignment. Instruction. When you are disconnected from your placement, where God said you should be, you are finished. I'm saying what? Look, you are finished. Because you have distorted God's plan. Purpose. You are finished. The other day, I met a lady. She was, people tapped me. They are calling, so I was
with you.
Then I look. One of our former sisters. I say, my God! Is that you? Say, Pastor, forgive me. My friend left the church. And instigated that I also
leave.
Pastor. This, look at the same dress she used to wear 20 years ago. I said, this dress.
Hey.
So you kept this dress for 20 years?
Say,
Pastor, when you see that friend of mine, she can't come out of for people to see her. And look at what she has done to me. Listen to me. Even on the day of the rapture, you and your husband, the Bible says that two will be lying on the, one will go, one will remain. There is a place for separation. When it comes to your Christianity and the way you serve God, who is man that you are mindful of him? Forget about your husband. Forget about your wife. Forget about your friend. Your friendship ends somewhere. When I say forget about your husband, I'm not saying don't respect them.
No.
Don't let anybody confuse you against your belief. I believe some of you, a pastor told me, some of the members who left, what they are doing to the members inside. And I know, I believe some of you here too are going through that. So are you still in that church? Are you still in deliverance?
Hey,
are you still there? Some, they will be casting insinuation. Say yes. God told Isaac, don't leave
Gera.
Stay here. So I am there. We are still friends. But I will still be here. Shall we rise up right
now?
Shall we rise up?
See,
today I wanted to set a record, but child dedication took our time.
And then go so
I'm telling you, today it was child dedication that has taken our time. Never again should we pile up 24 people. Child dedication is every second Sunday. Because the message is deep. I wanted to go because after today I am going to break for a very long time. Yes, I'm going to break. I'm going to sit down for a very long time.
They
will not hear. You will not hear my voice for a long time. I'm telling you. You will not hear my voice for a very long time. I'm around. I'm around. I need to break and rest. And reorganize myself. Say, Lord.
Oh Lord,
you have commanded me to be fruitful.
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 I welcome the command.
I welcome the command.
I welcome the command to be fruitful. I welcome the command to be productive. I welcome the command to produce results. I welcome, I welcome, I welcome, I welcome.
I welcome the command to be productive.
Yes, Lord. I welcome the command. I welcome the command.
I welcome the command, Lord. I welcome the command to be fruitful, to be productive. Makoria tasiyanda, makata yanda barababa, ikarande labranda kaba, lebraske labranda rabababa, lebraske yanda labranda kaba yama. Amen.
Look, there are some prominent people that God is beckoning to attend church here. I never knew this. God spoke to me. Until recently, I met an MP.
MPB.
I knew him before. And he said, you have been a great work.
I said, we had my
your area has changed.
He said,
I come there in the night.
I said, about Hanajo.
For some years now, I have been begging to become a member there. But my friends, the group I belong to, you see self, you see ego, you see pride. God knows the reason why. He knows what is going to happen tomorrow. Look, God knows. But when you look at the area, do you know why I have not died and I will not die? God said, go and build me an army. Build me a palatial structure. Do you know how many people have left this church? My own friend, Onuamu Adelaide, he made a covenant with me. He said, I will be with you I will take you to the whole world. Who is man that you are mindful of him? Never trust any human being. Because human beings are not stable. They are unpredictable. For Onia to leave me was a great message to me. When he came, he took over the main ministry. Transformation. Saw a uniform for them. So working. You don't know why some of you, I'm not giving myself to you. Even though you have been everything to show that you are mine. I've learned too many lessons. And I don't want that heartbreaking again. I am very sorry. I know, look, There are some of you, everything shows that you are really for me. But you know, I'm still careful.
That's why I hear you.
I'm telling you,
okay,
broken heart.
Akumabubu.
You don't know. I've had it. What did I do? Just because I am preaching.
And I'm saying,
and during communion,
when
I say the Lord say, examine yourself, He will send action man. Don't be quoting that one. Don't be quoting that one. Then I said, but the thing is in the Bible.
Ah,
I said, my friend,
I said,
if we need to part here, let's part.
Who
is man that you are mindful of him? That's why I don't rely on you people. If you want to come to church, you come. If you don't want to come, stay. The church will never be empty. I am telling you, the church will never be empty. God has his people who are looking for the truth. He will direct them. He will direct them. He will direct them. He will direct them. That is why I respect those of you who are, you don't know how I respect. You see, sometimes when I mention them, this day I have to be quiet. I don't know whose name I will be left, I will leave out. I respect you people. Yesterday, I was praying for mentioning people's name from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. 3
a.m.
Who slept at 4 a.m. here? Who slept?
When did I,
no. I slept 4 a.m.
I
am here again preaching to you and blessing you. Just because you are around.
And I'm saying, oh, auntie.
Look at Papa Ata, this man. Papa Ata, let's clap for him. This man.
Papa.
Oh, this man. Papa. He has followed from. Oh my God. Look at Mama Kabute. Look at this.
Mama Kabute.
Why would you pray for? Look at Mama Grace.
Mama Grace.
Grace Saba. This woman and the children, I will be celebrating them. Because their brother was the first pastor. They should have left and followed their brother. But they didn't. They are here. Because God said, be there. They will be celebrating.
Amen.
Look at you, Pastor Prince. Look at Pastor Roger. Look at Asoto. Look at people like you. You don't know the way I cherish you. Some of you are coming from far away. Look at Edu. In fact, one day, Mr. Edu, what's Kobe? Do you know what he said? He said, Pastor, even when they send me to Takoradi, every Sunday, I'll come to church here. If they send me to Takoradi, Sunday, I'll come to church here. The one wearing yellow standing here. Why don't you pray for such a person? Many of you here, sorry that I am mentioning names. There are many of you here. You ensure that my house doesn't lack food. People are there. You are doing many things. God bless you.
Amen.
I said, 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 God bless you.
Amen.
Look at Lieutenant Kenai Amuaku.
From
you, I came to meet him here. I came to meet him here. Look at Mrs. Api Amenu, Eunice. I came to meet them here. Look at Mama Mercy. All of them. The interpreter also wants me to mention his name. Look at Frida. Frida is here. Frida, look at Frida. Look at them. They are still here. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Because of your faithfulness, Isaac stayed in Gerar. And the Bible says in the same year, he planted and had 100-fold harvest. I declare from today, because you have remained,
oh, Jesus.
Because you have tolerated
Jesus.
Me all these years, may you begin to bear fruit.
Amen.
I say, begin to bear fruit.
Amen.
Begin to bear fruit.
Amen.
There are many of you. Look at the follies. The follies, my own neighbor, your mother, and then the follies. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. Look at mama. Mama Antoinette, Mrs. Kuma, look at them. I came to meet them here. They are still around. But some of you have been talked out of the church. Are you still there? From today, look at Papa Soa. Papa Taylor. Look at Papa Taylor. Look at Papa Taylor here. Look at him.
Papa
this
Taylor.
Man. Look at him. Sorry, my left. Look at him, Papa Taylor. I hope you will not be angry. My hand. Look at Papa Taylor. Look at Deacon Amega. Look at Mama Thelma. Look at Mr. Ajano. Look at them. I said, begin to bear fruit.
Amen.
I said, begin to bear fruit.
Amen.
I said, begin to bear fruit.
Amen.
Your level should change.
Amen.
You have obeyed God.
Amen.
You have remained.
Amen.
Let this begin to turn around.
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 Amen.
Look at our lady Babina. Look at Chairman Ansa. And the wife, careful. Look at them. Look at Ellen. Look at the things you people are doing in the church. There are things going on here that, let me tell you, I haven't told you those who are behind it. I have not told you those who are behind it.
But
I know they are fighting battles. People are fighting them. Are you still there? Why are you still doing that? Why are you still doing that ministry? Are you still with that man? Some who are weak. The devil took them away for 6 months. He took them away for 1 year. They go and wander, they reappear. Some too, they go, they don't reappear. Let me tell you, there is a place for separation. Please keep your friendship. I say, keep your friendship. But let them know that there is a point of separation. When it comes to where I worship my God, it's an individual affair. If you have left, leave me alone. Let's keep our friendship. But leave me alone. Say, my Father in heaven, I have received your command to be fruitful, to be productive, to produce results. I therefore declare, as I clap my hands,
I
am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am productive.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
Productive.
I am productive.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am productive.
Declare.
I am
declare.
Fruitful. I am productive. I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I declare.
I declare this morning that I am fruitful.
I am productive. I am productive. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look at the Kemati. Daddy Anthony's family. Look at them. Look at Brother Jobo at the back there. Look at him. Look at him. Look at JB and the wife. These people, I met them here. I know they are under strong influence to live.
But they have made up their mind. Because you have made up your mind, like Elisha made up his mind to follow Elijah. Elijah said, stay here. He said, no, I will follow. Stay here. He said, no, I will follow. Stay here. He said, no, I will follow. After they have crossed the Jordan. He said, what should I do for you? I declare into your life, as many as have made up their mind and are still following, whatever is your heart desire, from today, let heaven arise. That's what the devil is using now. Yes. Are you still in that church? Something good is happening here. That's what the devil is using now. To disconnect people from the vine. From the assignment. Are you still singing? With all this thing that passed. Look, over here. I made a comment. Two people resign. Brother Komenu and who? Three people. They came to defend them. Who were the other two? Who came? They said, these two brothers, they can never leave. They can never. I said, you don't know. The day they came and sat here and defended them, Brother Eric and who? And Yossi. Yes, I will mention them. It was on Facebook. Because I made a comment.
Okay, so
3 weeks after they have been defended, they left the church. They left the church. Anger and offense, they left. Now when I met one of the three who came to defend, I said, what have you seen now? I said, I told you. These people are not loyal. I know those who are loyal to me. God showed me people's heart. They are not. Look, the one who is living should live. I beg you. Look at Brother Aruma and the wife. Charity. Look at them. Look, the one who is living, let them live. Look, the one that truly belongs to you will remain. I say will remain. I say will remain. The one that is truly for you will remain. The one that is living, let them go. Don't cry. If they are really in God's purpose for you, God will bring them back. I'm telling you, God will bring them back. Only that makes up. The only thing I do is that, have I offended you? Tell me, I will beg you. If you say no, you are giving your own reason. Praise God. Please, don't bother yourself. Who is man that you are mindful of him? Every blessing will come through man. Every curse will also come through man. We are channels. Leave everything to God. Say, I declare. I am spiritually fruitful. I am spiritually productive. I am prayerfully fruitful. I am maritally fruitful. I am socially fruitful. I am financially and economically. Declare. I am fruitful in my body. I am fruitful in my career. I am fruitful in my business.
I am fruitful. I am fruitful.
In Jesus' name, amen. I want us to just jump over. Pray the last prayer point. This one. Commanding every territorial spirit
principality of strong man. That is defining my boundary of growth.
That is
defining.
That is
placing a limitation on how far I can grow. The boundary of my growth, the boundary of my fruitfulness, the boundary of my productivity, the boundary of my resource, the boundary of my greater works. When you read Zechariah chapter 1 verse 18 to 21, Zechariah 1 18 to
21,
the four horns that raised their heads so to scatter Judah,
so that
Judah could not say. If you are willing, no, give me Zechariah chapter 1 verse 18. Zechariah, let's get it well. Zechariah, I asked the angel who was speaking to me, what are these? He answered me, these are the horns that scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Scatter. These are nations. Verse 20. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. He asked, what are these coming to do? He answered, these are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one could raise their head. But the craftsmen have come to terrify them and to throw down these horns of the nations who lifted up their horns against the land of Judah to scatter it. Say any horn.
Any
territorial horn.
Any territorial horn.
Any ancestral horn.
Any ancestral horn.
That is determined to scatter me.
That is determined to scatter me.
And to define my boundaries. I cast you down.
I cast you down.
I cast you down. I cast you down. I cast you down. I cast you down. I cast you down. I cast you down. I cast you down. Ancestral homes. Ancestral homes. Territorial homes. Ancestral homes. Internal homes. Homes within the house. Homes in the area. Homes in my neighborhood.
I cast them down.
Yes.
Rasta Kayaba, Yasta Kayaba, Yapa Soto, Rasta Kayaba, Ekara Yaba, Yata
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say any horn that doesn't celebrate testimony. Say any horn that hates to celebrate testimony in the house. In the house, in this house, anti-testimony homes, is your time. Your end has come. Be uprooted. Be uprooted by Holy Ghost. Be uprooted by the Holy Ghost. Anti-testimony homes, be uprooted right now. Be uprooted, be uprooted. Be uprooted, be uprooted. Anti-testimony homes in this house, in my father's house, in my mother's house, in this territory. Be uprooted, be uprooted. Be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
There is a storm blowing.
As for TB Ebo.
That storm.
That's what you know.
It's a seething storm.
Yes, what here is sunny.
It's a storm that has come to sieve.
Above a sunny so.
To sieve.
Ebe sunny so.
And very soon.
Na enche.
The storm will be over.
As what you know, ebe chum.
And those who have been able to stand.
Na wonga ebe timi enchina no no.
The whole world will celebrate you.
Yes, you know, ebe duwe resi.
The Lord said, the whole world will celebrate you. 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 The Lord said, those of you who are able to stand, He will make sure that those who mock you, they will celebrate you. 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 The storm is over. 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 The Lord said, declare to them that the storm is over. Yes, the storm is over. I just said a voice. Declare to them, the storm is over. You have been able to stand. The storm is over. The storm is over. The time of turnaround has come. A change has come. A change has come. A change has come. A turnaround has come. A change has come. The storm is over. The storm is over. The storm is over. The storm is, I don't know. I am just hearing. Declare, declare, declare. Declare that the storm is over. 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 Thank you, Lord. thank you for your word. The storm is over. The storm is over. The storm is over. The storm is over. Lord, the storm is over. 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 Yes, yes. It is working. It is working. Yes, there is an anointing in the house. Shalakata. Ipratakashaka. Ipretekebaratakasha. Ipreketekebarata. Ipreketekebarakata. The storm is over. I said the storm is over. The storm is over. The storm is over. It's time for celebration. It's time for celebration. It's time for celebration. It's time for celebration of testimony. The storm is over. The storm, I cannot stop hearing the voice. I am still hearing. The storm is over. Father, the storm is over. Father, we agree. We agree that the storm is over. We agree. Yes, it is passing away. 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 Yes. Take it now.
Jesus.
Holy Ghost fire. Yes. Break. Break now. Yes. Break. I break you out. I break you out of the storm. I break you out right now. Yes. I break you out in the name of Jesus. Loose her. Loose her right now. Loose her. Yes. I break your hold. I break your influence. I break your power. Yes. I break.
Jesus.
I break. I break.
Jesus.
I break.
Jesus.
Receive power.
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 Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
I end that storm.
Rakaba.
I end that storm.
Lepro-koto.
Somebody online.
Lepro-koto.
I end that storm.
Jesus.
The Lord said I should point to the
Lepro-koto.
Camera. Somebody online. In your marriage, in that city, in that country, the storm is over. Joblessness, job career instability. Shatakabaya. Iparakata. The storm is over. 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 Celebrate the Lord right now. Just bless the Lord right now. Bless the Lord. Celebrate the Lord. The storm is over. The storm is over. I can see trees are growing. And when I ask the Lord, what's the meaning? He said, these are testimonies of fruitfulness. These are fruitful ones. Fruitful trees. Every aspect of your life, it has become fruitful, has become productive.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.